Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful. Lord, this is the behavior and the attitude of those who are grateful here at the Lighthouse tonight. Our shouts, our postures, our dances, all that we have done so far in your presence is just to say we're grateful, oh God. Who are we that you're so mindful of? The Bible says, who's the Son of Man that you're so mindful of? You created us just a little lower than the angels. Thank you. Thank you for 365 days. Of your mercy and your compassion. We've gathered here tonight, oh God, in your presence and under your wings to usher in the new year in your presence. We desire not to be anywhere else but in your presence, oh God. And we pray that for the few minutes we have in 2014, you will speak to our hearts. You will minister to us. And that you usher us in a grand style into 2015. A year that we know is going to be good. A year that we are hopeful that your greatness, your might is still going to be manifested. A year that we believe that you have made and we just have to relax about it. Speak to us, oh God, for these few minutes. I pray that none of us will leave this place the same as we came. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Somebody said amen. Wow, hallelujah. Wow, you may be seated if you can. You're very, very welcome to the Lighthouse Chapel International. If you are here for the very, very first time, we want to say a very big welcome to you. This is a place where we serve God. Amen. Well, it's Old Year's Night, New Year's Eve. It's a traditional evening, isn't it? Many people go to church. But I believe that this is going to be a year where God is going to be very, very good to us again. I believe that 2014 has been good already. No complaints, isn't it? Yeah, because whatever it was, the Bible says that all things work together for our good. So whatever it is, whatever it was, we've come to an end. We can't go back and change anything in 2014. So whatever it is, we give God the glory and we give God the praise. Just for the few minutes we have, I want to share something with you. You know, Lighthouse Chapel International is a church with its origin in Accra, Ghana, west coast of Africa. And we are in over 69 countries, about 1,800 branches. So all the way from our headquarters, the founder of our church has declared this coming year, 2015, as a year that we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. A year of serving the Lord. And I'm just going to share with you, and I'm sure you will get to know why we even want to say that we want to serve the Lord. Why is it not my year of breakthrough? My year of dominion. My year of miracles. You see, if you don't serve God, God has no interest in giving you anything. I'll say it again. Many people make a mistake to think, to take the second thing as first and to make the first thing second. God has no business in doing anything good for you if you don't do anything for him. Because he has given you life. And you can declare 2015 as anything you want to declare. But if it has nothing to do with God, and has nothing to do with God being God and being great, then you and I don't have anything to receive from God. So I want to go to Exodus chapter 1 and verse 13. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 13. We apologize for the small church we have. We are going to build a big church. Yeah. We're building a big church. I tell you, you come out, there will still be space. Amen. But we are sorry for the little space. A few years, you know, give us a few years. You'll be very excited. All right. The Bible says, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. To serve with cruelty. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. If you know a little bit about the Bible, you understand that the people of Israel living in Egypt and God sending Moses to tell Pharaoh to let them go to Canaan, to the promised land, to serve and to sacrifice unto him, is the type of us. The Egyptians in Egypt can be likened to you and I. Because here you have people. Jugu, my man. It's good to see you. Jugu is in the house. Ravi is also in the house. He's lifting up his hands. Now, so just as God promised Abraham, you know, that his descendants will go into bondage and he will deliver them after 400 years. In a similar way, God also promised us that he will not leave us into the hands of the devil. He will send us his son to deliver us from the bondage and the yokes of the devil. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, it says that for this is the reason why Jesus was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. So Moses was employed by God to deliver the people of Israel from bondage and from the hands of Pharaoh and the hands of the Egyptians. God also sent Jesus Christ to come and save you and I from the sins of this world and the darkness of this world. And even you and I are all Guyanese, even though I don't talk like you, but I'm Guyanese in blood. I'm Guyanese. Even you and I, we are looking for a better president next year. How many are looking for a better president next year? Oh, only three people. You don't understand what I'm saying? Somebody posted on Facebook, oh God, please give us a nice president for next year. I think it's a nice prayer. You see, because your life depends on who is your leader. Your life depends on who you serve. Yeah. Since the Israelites, because they were serving the Egyptians, the Bible said they made them serve with rigor, cruelty. They made them build. I mean, look at, even many, many years ago, how the black people were brought here by the white people and they served in bondage. In the same way, Jesus Christ was sent to us by God to deliver us from bondage. Yeah. Are you with me? So when you talk about church, you talk about church. Church is just a journey. Church is just a vehicle. Church is just a train or a transport that is moving people who have left darkness into the glory and into the presence and into the kingdom of God. That's what church is about. There's nothing more to church than just a vehicle that is transporting people who have been delivered, captives that have been set free to cross the Red Sea through the wilderness into the promised land. The main reason why God has created us, even from the beginning, was for you and I to serve Him. God's plan for you and I is to serve Him. He's the only one who is so generous. He's the only one who is so kind. He's the only one who is so good. Let me tell you, the person who runs your life, you must pray for. That's how the Bible says you must pray for your leaders. If you marry the wrong man,
I said, if you marry the wrong man,
your life will never be the same again. Yeah, if you like marry the wrong man, you will run away.
He will cuff you. He will give you blue eyes. You will get basidi.
I tell you, if you like marry the wrong man, you never go to the salon for 2 months. You never do your hair. Yeah. You wear one brassiere for 1 year. You will never be the same again. If you like marry the wrong man.
But you see, it is very common for women to marry wrong men. Very, very common.
I'm saying that it is very important, it's very critical, the person who leads you. If Satan is the one who is running your life, I wish you well. So there is every reason for us to accept the liberty that God is giving to us to really enter into the kingdom of God and to be ruled by God and to serve Him. That's why next year we are declaring emphatically it is our year of serving nobody else but God. I tell you, I finished preaching. You see, the boss that you work for, that you think he loves you, you wait and see when he doesn't need you anymore. Oh, he'll give you a letter and say, we are downsizing. We don't need your services anymore. The people of Israel, they were looking and yearning for a savior. They were serving the Egyptians. The Bible said, with rigor. Chapter 4 of Exodus and verse 12. Our year of serving the Lord. You see, many of us know that God is a good God. I mean, I believe that all of us here know that God is a good God. The Bible said that every good and every perfect gift is from above. There was from the Father of light with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Now therefore, go. I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Verse 13. This is God talking to Moses. He said, oh my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. 15. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. And I'll be with thy mouth and with his mouth. And will teach you what we shall do. 16 says that. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of his mouth. And thou shalt be to him instead of God. 17. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law. Go in peace. 20. He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. Verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord Israel, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. 23, that's what I'm looking for.
And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. Is the reason why many of us, we have relatives in America, is because there are better leaders in America. They build roads for them in America. They don't build roads for us here. Yeah. I said, it's very important who you serve. The Bible says the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. See, God loves. It's God who created us. Even though it's your mother who gave birth to you, it's God who created you. And you and I belongs to God. And God wants us and needs us to serve him and him alone. So, he's telling Moses to go and tell Pharaoh. He's telling the pastors that Satan should release the people that he has kept in bondage. So that those people will come and serve him. Now, why do we even need God to be our master? Why do we need to serve God? It is very, very important to serve God. Because like I said, the person who runs your life. Hey. Look at your supervisor. Especially if she's a woman. Is it, personally, I believe that according to the scriptures, women were not given power to lead, to be leaders. So when they get leadership, they get basidi. They get ning ning. They see ning ning. Ning ning. Yeah. And they do all kinds of things. It's true. Women were not created to be in authority. Yeah. It's men who were created to be in authority. And the woman was supposed to come along. I know you know you don't like it, but that's how the Bible says it. Yeah, the Bible doesn't do this in woman emancipation, woman, all of that is not by biblical. Yeah. Do you get it? So even if your boss is a woman, look at it. Problems. Hey. Look at how if somebody marries a wife and you are a young lady, and if you dare go around the woman's husband. You are not even going for anything. You know, you just want to talk to the husband. You will see the reaction. Yeah. You are just going to say hi. Take your hi and go somewhere else. Not here. You will feel it. You will experience that this woman is this man is this woman's man. Oh, you will feel it. I tell you. So Satan is a bad master. And we were not originally created to serve the devil. God did not create you, young lady, to serve Satan. God did not create you to serve your boss, your life. You see, there's more to your life than what you are actually experiencing. I said there's more to your life than what you are actually experiencing. And God wants to fulfill you as we get ready to enter into 2015. God wants to set the record straight. He wants you to be in his house to serve him. And he will see what he will do for you. I said, you will see what he will do for you. If only you will choose to serve God. Malachi chapter 3. You see, people who migrate, I've lived abroad before. People who migrate, they just go and become slaves. I tell you. I was preaching in America a couple of weeks ago. In, what church was that? It was in Fort Lauderdale, in Florida. And after the church, there was one lady in the choir. Her car is nicer than the pastor's car. Yeah, because America, what do you mean? You go and sign a paper and you drive one. Yeah. Every year you can change it, like you're changing your shoes. And the pastor was telling me that even though she drives that car, she can't pay her rent. She can't pay her rent. No, she's renting a place.
She drives a car, paints her face, put on lipstick, put on wig and all of that. But she can't pay her rent at the end of the month. Now, if this person, for example, if the person was, let's say, Guyanese, and she was staying in mommy's house, do you think she would struggle to pay rent? No. Would she even pay rent?
No,
free rent. Now, because of rent, she has to do all kinds of things to get rent. It's slavery. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18, look at what God wants to do for you and I next year. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18, he says, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous. Why is the R hiding? And the wicked. Between him that serves God and him that serves him not. See, God is saying something. God is almost like he's swearing or he's making an oath. He's making a statement. He's saying that, you see, you will return. You get it? There's a whole chapter about that. There's a chapter that speaks about tithe and robbing God and all of that. When you read from about verse 10 coming, he said the people, the righteous are complaining that God is not minding them. God is actually watching on, and those that are unrighteous are doing well and prospering. And God began to speak. And he said, you wait. You will see very soon the difference between the person who serves God and the person who doesn't serve God. I tell you, the marriage of somebody who serves God is better than the marriage of somebody who does not serve God. The life of somebody who serves God is different from the life of somebody who doesn't serve God. Now, when you serve God, it means you are a servant to God. It means that you do something in God's house. So you are comparing somebody who, let's say, cleans God's house to somebody who cleans the devil's house. They cannot be the same. They cannot. You cannot compare somebody who has a business that has some voodoo power in the business to somebody who has a business and has the power of God in the business. You can't compare the two. God said, you will see. You see, God wants to make a difference between you and those who don't serve him. He wants to make a difference. He wants to make it. If only you would choose to serve him. If only you would choose to give him your all next year. He wants to make a difference. God has only been good to me since I started serving him. I don't know about you. It has only been good. God has only been good. I said it in this church before. I said, when I travel, I'm like a VVIP. You may not respect me. You may not consider me as anything. That's okay. When I travel, I'm a not VIP. I'm a VVIP. Yeah. You can call me all the names you used to call me. You can tell me all the things you used to tell me. Yeah, some people say, oh, he's an African man. I'm African. You're also an African man. Where are you from? Why are you not from Africa? Are you not black and Negro like me? Yeah. You may call me all the things you want to call me, but when I get somewhere, I am a VVIP. Yeah. When I get to the airport, I just have to get out of the airport, and there's a car waiting for me. VVIP. They come and hold my bag. They say, you are welcome. So, Reverend, you are welcome. They take my bag and they put it in the vehicle. And then I sit down. And they tell me, is the seat comfortable? I say, yes, it's comfortable. I relax. I say, please pray so that we can move. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that we move. And we talk. When I go, I have a room. Like a room reserved for me. Nice room. In the room, I have chocolate. I have biscuit. I have juice. I got me water. Man! Yeah.
VVVIP. Yeah. I lie down. And then the door is knocked. Hello, good morning, breakfast. Oh, it's too early. I said, I'll come in just now. Then I sleep. And then they knock again. I said, 11 o'clock. Okay, it's time for breakfast. I go and I eat breakfast. When I finish, they say, please don't go eat lunch also before you go into your room. Yeah. I was in Orlando, Florida, when I was leaving the pastor's house. The pastor's daughters, whilst we were just getting into a car to drive out of the house, the pastor's daughters came and knelt down in front of me. They said, please bless us before you go. You call me African man. It's okay. I am African. It's not a problem. No, God has been very, very good to me since I started serving him. He has been very good to me. That's very good to me. Yeah. I just serve him. He wants to make a difference in your life also. You see, in Guyana, you can do well without depending on whatever goes on here. Whether there's a parliament or whatever, I eat without parliament. Since Basil and all these Granger and Blue Ranger and Red Ranger, they didn't go. I eat. Don't you eat? So who gives you food? Isn't it God who puts food on your table? Yes. Let them fight. Yeah. God, you see, it is only God who can do that. Put food on your table in the midst of all of people who live abroad, they are afraid to come here. Some people think that we are still crazy to be living in this country. Yeah, some people that you still live in, you still there in that country. Yeah, you still want to live in the place? You don't want to get out? No, we don't want to get out anywhere. Because our lives, we are not serving anybody. We are serving God. We are still doing our businesses. We are still moving up and down. We still go home at midnight. We go home in the morning. We go free. Nothing happens to us. Because there's a difference between the person who serves God from the person who does not serve God. When I was coming back, just this trip, when I was coming back for Christmas, I was talking to the pastor who, my pastor, my bishop, my direct bishop, Apostle Joel. And I said, he should pray for me as I'm traveling. Because it's not easy to travel by air. You know this Air Asia? Hey, I saw somebody's bag. Very nice bag. But the person himself is gone. His bag is floating. Hey, so if you sit in a plane and you arrive, it's cold. So when I was coming, then Apostle prayed for me and he said something that I will never forget. And it's a very real prayer he prayed. He said that because of him, may there not be any problem with the plane. Because of him. Now, let me explain what I'm trying to say. I was born, I grew up in Africa, I grew up in Ghana, and I know a lot of witch and witchcraft and wizard stories and voodoo and Obia people stories than probably many of you. And I know from all the confessions that some of these witches will confess when they come to church. You see, in the country that I was born in Ghana, when witches go to church, they can't live the same. I don't know what happens to our churches here. When they come, they go, they come, they go, they come, they go, like this is some disco or something. And some of the testimonies that have come out, the witches say it themselves. They say that when it's getting to the end of year and they want to drink blood, because they're getting to the end of the year, they have to drink blood. They have to renew their covenant. They have to refresh the things that they also have plans for next year. Yeah, I said, they also have plans for next year. I said, pray that you are not part of their plans. I said, to the left. May you not be in the plan of any witch or wizard in next year. May you not be on the agenda of the devil next year.
You see, you must learn to receive gifts. I use my mouth to give you gifts. You must learn to receive it. Uh-huh. If you don't say amen, it will never happen to you. Uh-huh. I said, may you not be on the agenda of a demon to drink your blood. So from all the testimonies they've been going around and saying, they say something in particular. They say that whenever they want to take down a vehicle and drink the blood of the people, they are always prevented by a Christian in the vehicle. Even if there's one person in the bus. You see, again, and I will never doubt that it happens here also. In Ghana, we have long distance drivers. They drive like 50-seater buses. And somebody can own about 20 of those buses. So it's big business. What they do is that, Felicity, they go and see an Obia man. So that they will be the ones who always get passengers. You see how they tout us on Stabroek? Yeah, they want to carry you and carry your bag. I mean, that's the only place they treat you, give you VIP treatment. Then somebody carries your bag for you. Later. So if somebody has 20 50-seater buses, and let's say they've even borrowed money from the bank, think about it. How are they going to pay the bank, and how are they going to even get profit? They need the buses to be running, and to be running well and frequently, isn't it, my brother? Yeah. So what they do is that they go and make covenants with some Obia people that every year, at least you can take out one bus and drink the blood of the people. I tell you something. They tell them, they go on a covenant. You see, and the covenant is not free because Satan can never tell you that you'll get money for free. So in the covenant, one of the things that happens is that they will always take out one of your buses at the end of the year. Of course, you go back to insurance, either fix it or get another bus. But then people would have lost their lives and they would have drunk blood. That will make them stronger for the next year. And the witches have said time and time again that they put a rope in the middle of the road. Like some people wanted to do to me on the Linden Highway some time ago. They put a rope there. And they wait for the bus. And when the bus is coming, then they lift up the rope in the spirit. And the bus turns over. Especially when you have a driver who doesn't have a driver's license. Bought his driver's license. Playing cartel music above a certain decibel. Drinking beers. Then it's very easy for the rope to go up. But they said something, and always, I mean, we used to hear those testimonies a lot. They always would say that anytime they don't know. You see, witches and wizards, they are deceived by the devil. They don't know about Christians that much. But they say that one of the things they say in common is that they will always sometimes see that there's one particular person with light around them. And the light is so bright that it stares them, it pushes them away. So when they see that person in the bus with that light, they leave that bus to pass. And then they wait for a bus that there's no such light in the bus. I said, 2050, God is going to make a difference between you and somebody else. If you will serve him, God is going to make a difference. He's going to give you long life. He's going to prosper you. He's going to cause you to do well. 2015, he's going to cause a difference between you and your neighbor. I don't have so much time. I want you to just stand to your feet right now. You have about 5 minutes. We have about 5 minutes. We have about 5 minutes. It's a year of serving the Lord. God wants to boast with you. There's something that I know about also. That all the way in Ghana, our friends and our families who live abroad, when they come to Ghana for holidays, it's one thing about one of these African culture is that anytime people are coming back home for Christmas, they come with a vehicle. Because, you see, we are too materialistic that we can't come and spend Christmas without our own vehicle. We don't come and rent.
We ship our own vehicle, we come and drive. And then when it's time to go back, we want to sell the vehicle. Who buys the vehicle? That same people who live in the country that you think you are better than. They are the same people who end up buying the vehicle. I'm not sure whether you understood what I'm saying. I'm saying that somebody will come from America, come and spend Christmas, come with a vehicle. At the end of the day, he's leaving. He wants somebody to buy the vehicle. And sometimes that you get the vehicle so cheap because they are in a hurry. They have to go back before they lose their job. And then you ask yourself, how come that I live abroad and yet I come and then somebody who lives in this place that I don't want to live in is able to buy my car from me cash down? 2015.
God is going to give you money.
You will not do high purchase. I said you will not do high purchase. You pay things cash down. You pay things cash down. Because he's going to make a difference between you and the person who doesn't serve him.
And just a few minutes before we enter to 2015, just begin to thank God. Begin to speak to 2015. Thank God and speak to 2015. My God, my God. 2015, we welcome you. And we declare that you are good. You are a good year for us. We declare that in you, in 2015, there's going to be a clear difference between the people of God and the people of the enemy. Clearly, those who serve God are going to experience something different from those who don't serve God. Homes and families, marriages and businesses, schools and churches that serve the Lord. There's going to be a difference. There's going to be a clear difference between somebody who has taken the Lord as his light and his salvation from somebody who doesn't know the Lord. Let's thank God. Let's thank God for 2015. Let's thank God for 2015. Just a minute more. It's a minute more. A minute more. A minute more. We are just entering into the things God has prepared. The new things God has created for us. Kaya berendere meka brandas. Raya baba ke brendere bebe. Kaya bere bere be shikata ya baba. Raya bandoro mo ke brendere me sende. Ye bere bere. Yekebere bebe, yekebere besi gata ya balabanda. Yideye, kebebe bebe, kebebe shi gata ya balabanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just a few minutes more. Yekebebe bebe, rakaba baba sagata ya. Yika balababa. Yendere meme. Thank the Lord for 2015. It is 2015 already. Thank God. Thank God with a shout. Thank God with a clap. Yeah. 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 Kebelon de la Messi Katayele. I want you to pray. Pray January. Pray over February. Pray over March 2015. Speak to April. Speak concerning May and June. If you don't say anything, nothing will happen. If you don't talk to God about next year, about this year, October, whatever happens is what will happen. Speak to God and say, Lord, in June, Lord, in May, Lord, in October, Lord, I'm ready for your goodness. Lord, in July, I'm ready for my child. I'm ready for my marriage. I'm ready for my journey. I'm ready for my visa. I'm ready for my money. Lord, this January, let me start well. Let me begin well. Let me start good. On a good note, oh God. Let January be a good month. Let God plant it, baby. Yeah, I'm ready for January, oh God. Speak to the Lord. talk to God about every month, every day in January, every day in February. Leka brasikataya baba. Leka yeberebe sendememe. I believe God has something in store for you in February. I believe God has something for you in March. In April, He will not leave you nor forsake you. In June 2015, He will not leave you. He will come to you like the morning, like the morning, like the morning comes. God is going to be faithful in 2015. Goodbye 2014. Goodbye. Take away all the bad things. Take away all the curses. Take away all the bad luck. Take away all the failings. I welcome 2015 in victory, in blessings, in victory, in prosperity. Goodbye 2014. The past is gone. The new is here. Yesterday is gone. Today is here. Yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. It's a new year. It's a new month. Thank God for prosperity. Thank God for your health. Thank God for your welfare. In the name of Jesus. Kayabalende remesi gataya baba. 2015, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Somebody declare that I will serve the Lord. Our house is a house of the Lord. Our house is a house of God. There's peace in my house. There's peace in my home. Somebody declare, there's peace in my marriage. There's peace in my business. I am blessed. I'm blessed in 2015. I am blessed to be a blessing. Ke brende baya baba. Rakataya baba. Yeke tere bebebe. I believe in 2015, jobs are available for the people who serve God. Jobs are available. I said jobs are available. Receive your job. Receive your promotion. Receive your promotion. Receive whatever God has planned for you in 2015. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Oh. Kibarabashine. Yeah. Boroshi Kabrandas. Protection is ours in 2015. We shall not die but live. You will not die in 2015. Your life will not be cut short in 2015. I declare, as I declare over you, your life will not be cut off. Your life will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, you will not die. You will not die. You will not die. You cannot be on the agenda of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Not in 2015. Not in 2015. It's a good year. It's a better year. It's a wonderful year. It's a prosperous year. It's a year of good tidings. Good tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy. Keberendere mesika taya baba. Raya baba sika taya baba. Kerebeshi keberendes. Mayandere meka brandas. Kaya barendere meshi keberendes. Yeberere meshika taya baba. Mayandere meke brende mesende. Yeberebe sika taya baba. Mama 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 ke yeberebe sendes. Lebroso koto yoborobobo. Yaka brandere mesekete. Now pray and commit yourself to God in 2015. Pray. Commit yourself. Commit your household. Commit your family.
Commit your business. Commit your school. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Commit your life. Say, Lord, I'm depending on you. Lord, like I depended on you last year, as you saw me through. Lord, this year I believe you'll do better. I believe this year will be greater. Yes, Lord. I believe that there's more. There's more for me. There's more in store for me this year. In the name of Jesus, as I serve you, as I serve you, I will see your goodness. As I serve you, I will see your provision. As I serve you, your protection will be my portion. Pray for yourself. Commit yourself. Commit yourself. Bible says we should ask. Bible says we should ask. If you don't ask, it shall not be given. If you don't seek, you will not find. If you don't knock, the door will not be open. Ask the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Talk about you. Talk about you. Talk about you. Say, Lord, me. Lord, me, 2015. My expectations, Lord. My dreams. My visions, oh God. Leka brandere mesika taya baba. Yendere beka prondomo sondo. 2015, oh God. Never the same again. Pray for yourself. Keep it in the keep it in this. Berere beshika branda ramasundos. Ke ye berere shike brendes. Ye ke berere shika taya bala balonos. Ke brendere beshika taya baba. Ke berere shike brendes. Ya kabalandere me kabrandas. Yes Lord, me. Talk to God about you, me. Lord, in 2050, me. Look upon me, oh God. Look upon me, oh God. Look upon me in kindness. Look upon me with favor. Look upon me with favor, Lord. Leke brende masaka taya baba. Yete yeme kabranda masikete yebebe. Mayandere be kabrandas. Mama, sikete yebebe. Reye besika taya baba baba. Kaya bandere me kebrendes. Maya kabranda ya baba baba. Kaya ndere bere besika taya baba. Raya bakabara ndere me kebere sendes. Reke bere besika taya baba baba. Maya ndere me kabrandere ya baba. Reye besika taya baba baba. Makatara bakori ye mesekete bebe. In 2015. That demons that followed you in 2014, they are not following you anymore. They are not following you anymore. In the name of Jesus, in 2015, the weaknesses, the failings, the battles of last year, they are not the battles of this year anymore. Your losses are going to be your victories this year. Your losses are your victories this year. This year, 1,000 will fall on your right hand. 10,000 will fall on your left hand. This year, with your eyes, you see the end of the wicked. This year, you will laugh. This year, you will dance. This year, you will shout to the glory of God. This is your year. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. lot of good things are going to happen to us in January. I said, God is going to make a difference between those who serve Him and those who don't serve, right here in this month of January. Those who toil, those who work in His house, in His vineyard, just this month, the beginning of the year, God is going to make a difference. He's going to make a difference between you and somebody who doesn't serve the Lord. The Lord told me before we came here tonight that everybody who comes here tonight must not leave without a little of anointing oil. Don't leave until you have had oil touch you somehow. Do not leave here without anointing oil on your head or whichever part of your body. God wants to cover you under the shadow of His wings. He wants to gather you around Him like a hen gathers his chicks. In 2015, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Please make sure you get oil on your body before you leave. But before we do that, I want every eye to be closed, every head to be bowed. You see, if you don't serve God, you will serve something else. This world is not a free world. This world is a place where you will have to serve somebody. Directly or indirectly, consciously or unconsciously, if you don't serve God, you will serve the devil. While the Israelites were not serving God, they were serving the Egyptians. The very early hours of this year, as you are standing where you are, you know very deep in your heart that you are not born again, you are not saved. If you were to die right now, you are not sure where you would go. God wants to give you a new start, a fresh start. And that fresh start begins with that new life, with a new birth. Jesus told Nicodemus, I said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Even to be able to serve God, you must be washed. You must be allowed into the house and the presence of God to be able to serve God. As you are standing wherever you are, you know it deep in your heart that you are not saved. You are not born again. You know you are a sinner. You know if you were to die right now, you not go to heaven. You want to leave this place as a new person. You want to leave this place with your sins forgiven and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, you want to say, Pastor, I am the one you are talking about. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to start afresh. I want this year to be a new year for me in serving the Lord. If you are here like that, wherever you are, just lift up your right hand and I want to pray with you. Pastor, I want to go to heaven when I die. I'm not sure. I don't want to start this year as an old person anymore. I want some newness. Pastor, please pray with me. I see your hands. I see your hands. If you lifted up your hand and you really mean it, you're serious, why don't you walk to me? Come. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. Clap for them as they come.
Come running to the mercy seat. Come running.
Come. Clap for them as they come. Oh,
come running to the mercy.
God bless you.
Where Jesus is calling.
Pastor, newness.
His grace will
this year.
Be your
I don't want to be the
bless him again. Come, God is calling you.
He will provide your healing. Come running.
God is going to make a difference between those who serve him and those who serve the enemy. Between the righteous and the unrighteous. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Come, I want to pray for you.
Into the holy place where his mercy harvest is. Come running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. He waits for thee, your covering. His blood will flow free.
Come to Jesus, come. If you want to come, come. Come, I want to pray for you. Come. Step a little closer.
Mercy seat. He said that I can come into his presence without fear. Into the heart. Where his mercy harbors you. Come running.
It's not too late. You want to come? Pastor, I want to have a fresh start.
He's calling. His grace will be your covering.
Come on, pray with you.
Throw freely. He will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
Close your eyes with me. Jesus loves you very much. He created you to serve him. He's a God who does not lie. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. As he said, and will he not do? If only you will serve him from the bottom of your heart this year, you are going to see the greatness of God. You are going to see the providence of God. You are going to see marvelous works in your life. If you are here in front, I want you to pray this prayer with me. I want the church to join in even as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father. Say it very boldly, Heavenly Father. I am a sinner. And I come to you just as I am. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised him from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. Come and be my master and my savior. I need a fresh start. And I need a fresh start to this year. I believe with all my heart that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life. I am born again, and I'm now a child of God. I believe also that by this prayer, I am seeing the kingdom of God this year. I am enjoying the good things in the kingdom this year. I am walking in righteousness, peace, and joy. That is in the kingdom of God. I promise, Father, that I will serve you this whole year and the years ahead with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. I'll come to church. I'll read my Bible. And I'll pray all the time. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.